Metropolitan Ensemble Theater's connection with playwright Jacob Holder stretches back almost a decade. Artistic director Karen Paisley was asked to choose some scripts for the Mid-America Theater Conference when it took place in Kansas City, and selected two by the young playwright Jacob Holder, a protege of Edward Albee.
His work is really solid and thoughtful and insightful in ways that you just don't expect.
Bob Paisley directed one of Holder's works at the conference, and since that time the Paisleys have stayed in touch, directing a reading of Holder's White Horse in 2006, and this season, Housebreaking. Paisley says it raises challenging questions.
You know, who are we? How do we take advantage of where we are in life? And what do we do with, you know, the grace that we've been given? What happens if it gets taken away from you? How do you fight back for that?
As the play opens, Chad, a young man in his 30s, after a night of drinking, brings a homeless man, Carmine, back to the house he shares with his sister and his father, who constantly listens to sports with his headphones on.
My ears are burning! Gunners versus the Red Devils. Totally amazing.
The father, played by Bob Elliott, is kindly but still grieving for his late wife. Elliott says it's a role that allows him to dig deep.
Good plays and really good parts, you know, allow an actor to kind of channel his past and his own life and then kind of bring it through you, you know, to the audience. And that doesn't happen, you know, with every play.
Chad's sister Magda, a bartender, is played by Missy Finnewald. For her, the family is at a breaking point.
Our life has been going. It's nothing what we wanted it to be. It didn't turn out any way we had imagined. That's my big story.
Brian Moses, who's also the associate artistic director at The Living Room, plays Chad, bored with his life and his job.
He's somebody who's highly intelligent, but just doesn't feel like he's really feeling anything in life.
So Chad decides to change lives with the homeless man Carmine, played by Forrest Attaway.
I mean, you got to come with your thinking cap when you watch this play. Don't show up and get two glasses of wine, or you're going to be pissed off by the time you leave. No, it's very dense. It's very smart. It's just, I mean, it's very well written. The characters, the environment. For me as an actor, it's pretty exciting stuff.
In the second act, Chad returns, and here he's confronted by Carmine, who makes it clear he's not welcome.
2 years ago, what you did, thank you for that. But what you did for me, I appreciate. I said thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That's right. Now, poof, all right, records burn. You left. You left this place. You left her. You left your dad. You left me.
You?
Yes. Yes. Right. Now, poof, okay? File deleted.
Director Bob Paisley says there's comedy and a great sweetness and dedication between characters, despite the twists and turns of the plot. And Paisley says some of Jacob Holder's other plays are already on their short list. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.